I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
KSL's unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports. Dallin Graff, Matt Biamonte, Scott and Alex are perhaps in a little warmer climate, enjoying some vacations overseas in Florida, I think, for Scott. So, and we are stuck here in cold. Snow incoming, Salt Lake City.
I just pray that the snow is tonight while we're all asleep. So
yeah.
Definitely be safe while you're out tonight and get home before it hits.
Yeah, absolutely. An update on the Utah Jazz taking on the Golden State Warriors right now. 74-68, the Jazz have the lead. Strong third quarter for them to kind of take the lead back from the Warriors. This is not a good Warriors team, so
no.
You don't want to lose, and you probably want to win big. So good to see the Jazz overcoming some struggles in the first half, taking the lead in the third quarter. But, Matt, you had an opportunity today to talk with head coach Mark Pope down at BYU, you and Mitch Harper. Part of that whole interview, in fact, you will be able to hear tomorrow on Cougar Sports Saturday, 12 to 3. We'll be having that for you. But we wanted to give you a little snippet because he had a ton of interesting things to say.
Yeah, and before we get to that snippet, I need to publicly thank Coach Pope. I mean, there's not many Division I basketball or football coaches who would just welcome you in to his office to have an exclusive interview, and that's exactly what we have for you BYU fans tomorrow on the show. We start at 12, from 12 to 3. Right at the top, we're going to get into that Coach Pope interview, so be prepared because this stuff is great. I mean, he talked about the basketball annex. He talked about Yoeli Childs. He talked about some really, really interesting stuff, and we want to play one of those clips. This was Coach Pope talking about the BYU basketball team and how they fared without Yoeli Childs.
People speculate all the time about maybe our record would be better if we had had Yoeli for those 9 games, which when you kind of get in like a fixed mindset thing and the only thing that matters is this game, you know, it's so important. I would suspect that our record would be better. But I'm not sure that at the end of the year our team would actually be better. I think it was an invaluable tool for our guys to learn on the court for 9 games and even for Yoeli Childs to learn a little bit watching.
Dallin, I found myself recently in that trap after the Utah game. Saying, look at this team. What could they have been with Yoeli Childs this entire time? They could have been 8-1. They could have been undefeated. Maybe they get Kansas. Who knows? And I really didn't think about it in the context that Coach Pope put it in. And I actually do think he's going to be right when the season's all said and done, that it could be a blessing in disguise for this team, and especially for guys like Dalton Nixon. He comes to mind for BYU. Another guy who's really flourished in the absence of Yoeli Childs, the transfer from Arizona, Alex Barcelo. Who knows what kind of start he gets off to if he's under the shadow of Yoeli Childs. And so really, really interesting perspective there from Coach Pope.
Yeah, I mean, BYU goes 6-3 in Yoeli's absence. The only loss is a tough overtime loss to Boise State, a close loss to San Diego State, and then Kansas in the Maui Invitational. And yeah, BYU fans and myself included thought, wow, with Yoeli, what does that look like? 7-8, you know, you got to win. You're going to win Boise State. Maybe you win San Diego State. Maybe you're, like you said, competitive with Kansas. But instead of thinking about what could have been, what Coach Mark Pope is talking about here is what they will become without him. Like you said, valuable minutes for Dalton Nixon, who was in the starting lineup in place for Yoeli Childs, getting a lot more minutes than he has with him back. Colby Lee taking on a more prominent role as the big man in the lineup. And it's something that I've noticed, Matt, as we've watched this BYU team with Yoeli in the lineup these last couple games. And they've had some big wins, the tough loss against Utah, but it looks like a different team. And in a lot of ways, it's for the better, but there are guys that just aren't getting the looks that they would, that they did without him. And to be able to give them those valuable 9 games to build momentum for the season, now you have guys like Dalton Nixon, Zach Selyus, Connor Harding coming off the bench and lighting it up because they were playing a lot more without him trying to make up for his absence.
You know, and another guy we really haven't touched on, and the reason we bring this up, for those of you driving around, you're like, hey, what's going on with the Jazz? Why are you talking about college basketball? I think there's a really interesting game at Vivint Smart Home Arena tomorrow night. It's BYU and Utah State. Now, Utah State is not ranked anymore, but that is still a great game. BYU and Utah State, Yoeli Childs versus Sam Merrill. This is a quad one type game. I mean, you win this game, it's on your resume for March Madness. Oh, yeah, we took care of Utah State, who maybe goes on to win the Mountain West. Oh, yeah, we beat BYU, who maybe competes with Gonzaga for their first ever WCC championship. But a guy that we haven't really talked about at all during this segment is Jake Toulson, the transfer from Utah Valley. And you were there for that game against San Diego State. It was kind of a, not San Diego State, I think it was SUU, kind of a rough start for Jake Toulson. But because Yoeli Childs wasn't playing, he played a lot of minutes, got into a groove, and now he's humming for Coach Pope and the Cougars. And now you bring Yoeli back in, and TJ is doing his thing, Jake Toulson's doing his thing. Who knows if those things happen as seamlessly as they did if Yoeli Childs was there from the get-go.
Well, and that's the value that was brought about with him missing time. And it just seems weird. It feels weird, Matt, to be talking about positives of Yoeli Childs' unfair suspension from the NCAA. But ultimately, it has allowed other players to shine, where Yoeli is just such a dominant player and such a good player that he's going to take those minutes. He's going to take those possessions. They're going to just feed him the ball on the post and let him work, as they should. But it has allowed guys to gain momentum at the beginning of the season. Like you said, Jake Toulson really led the team in the first 9 games. And now you're seeing a power tandem of Jake Toulson and Yoeli Childs. And tomorrow night at Vivint Smart Home Arena, they're going to be taking on a Utah State team that has one loss to a very good St. Mary's team. This is a very good team. This is a very good matchup. You have Sam Merrill on the other side for Utah State. Nemus Keita, who will most likely be seeing time in this game. He's finally back healthy, going to be playing. This is a big-time matchup, and I think if you enjoy college basketball in the state of Utah, you should be paying attention to this game. You should be watching this game because these are two NCAA tournament teams.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this Beehive Classic tournament that is taking place tomorrow, the format isn't great. I don't know if the location is great either. But put all that aside, because this is an outstanding matchup between two teams that, quite frankly, Dallin, expect to be in the tournament. And I think BYU, without Yoeli Childs, actually fared better than I thought they would. And because they got wins against Houston, wins against Virginia Tech, I actually think, even if they don't win the WCC, they may have done enough to get an at-large bid. Now, that depends on how they do in conference play. But, I mean, this game, a resume game for BYU, and it's interesting.
Well, and for Utah State as well, because Utah State's a really good team, but if they don't maybe win the Mountain West, you're going to be looking at what other wins did they have, and a win over a BYU team who is a tournament team as well is going to be valuable. So both teams looking for big non-conference wins tomorrow night at Vivint. It's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a very good game. So as I said, if you enjoy college basketball in the state of Utah, you need to be paying attention to this game. We're going to be previewing it even more tomorrow on Cougar Sports. Yep. Saturday, 12 to 3. So if you are gearing up for that game, if you're driving around tomorrow afternoon, tune in to KSL News Radio because we will be giving you the scoop on this game and the full context
you
of the Mark Pope interview.
I was there.
It is great. I'm excited. I haven't even listened to it myself. I'm excited to hear what he had to say because he is always fun to talk to.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.